I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth visits the Orleans Farmers Market and learns about an ancient breed of cattle that's thriving on a modern-day farm in Dennis.
Archaeological evidence dates Highland cattle back to the 6th century, where they lived in the rugged, mountainous region of northern Scotland. The breed was first brought to the United States in the late 1800s to mountainous farms out west. Today, in Dennis, Laura McDowell May and her family tend a herd of 20-plus animals for beef.
Scottish Highland cattle are a very old, hardy breed. They're slower growers, so they haven't been most attractive to the big beef industry. But they're very good natural mothers. They're very efficient, and they love to browse. They would prefer brush over grass at any opportunity.
In the U.S., most beef cattle are fed grain, soy, or corn, and are slaughtered between 18 and 24 months old. Highland cattle take closer to 3 years to reach slaughter size, and even full-grown, they tend to weigh less than most breeds used in industrial farming. This is thanks to their small bone structure and also their hair.
The one thing that's most notable is their shagginess. They're very, very impressive with their hair, and also because of the hair, they don't need all the extra fat back. The Highland does not really start to eat a lot in the wintertime until it gets down to about 18 degrees, where other breeds are in the 30s, which is massive when it comes to consumption of grain or hay.
It's a big plus on the Cape, where open pasture is hard to come by, and hay comes from far away and can be expensive. Because Laura's animals need a lot of grass, they spend their summers off Cape and then come home for the winter.
We've been bringing our cattle home from summer pasture, where we pasture them in Vermont as well as in Marion, Massachusetts, right on the water.
And when you bring them home for the winter, what's their living situation and food like here?
We have them on round balage that is grown right on the salt water on the ocean up in Marion, Mass. And because there's a lot of salt air, it has a wonderful sugar malt content.
A high sugar malt content means the hay has a lot of carbohydrates or sugars, which, unlike with humans, is actually very good for the cow's health. As for foraging, the breed is used to tough conditions and will eat all kinds of things that make other cattle turn up their noses.
They eat just about anything, 4 inches, under 4 inches in diameter. They love poison ivy, bittersweet. They will enjoy bullbriars that are fresh. They, of course, don't like the old sharp, brown briars. But they're wonderful in dealing with invasive species, which has helped us claim overgrown pasture land.
This diet means good things for meat eaters. Pasture-fed animals produce meat that's better for us. We'll talk more about this in a whole show devoted to grass versus grain-fed meat next week. Nutrition aside, Laura says she prefers the flavor of pastured meat.
My favorite cut is the boneless, the ribeye. Most of our spinal meats are all boneless because it takes us 2 to 3 years to finish our animals because, again, they're slower growing, but you get that flavor.
When Laura says her spinal meats are boneless because of the cow's age at slaughter, she's referring to a USDA law that requires all cuts from the spinal area of a cow over 2 years old to be free of bones, since the risk of many spinal diseases increases with age. When Laura and her family show their cattle, they go for meat quality over animal size.
When we stick with grass, we know we're going to be on the bottom of the list in the show ring, but our goal is to be the top of the list in the carcass test.
The carcass test is the final test, after the animals are butchered. The judges look at the quality of the meat and the fat content, whether or not the animal will make good eating. And this, Laura says, is where grass-fed Highland cattle almost always rise to the top. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
There's a link to Elspeth's blog about local food where you can see a picture of Laura McDowell May's Highland cattle from Dennis and learn about cooking grass-fed beef on our website. That's at capeandislands.org. You'll also find a link there to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.